All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome in Jesus' name to this part of the service. And happy Mother's Day to you, all of you mothers, including my wife. Amen. So, let's rise for a word of prayer, and then we'll proceed here. Father, we just want to thank you this morning that you are our Heavenly Father. God, in our lives, we have mothers and we have fathers. I thank you for my mother this morning and her love for me, Lord. I just reflected yesterday and just her love and her helping me through in the early parts of my life. Thank you, Father. And so, but God, we thank you this morning for also being a father to us, Lord. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. So this morning, God, be a father to me as I'm here in the pulpit. Give me grace to share and bless this part of the service that it may redound to your glory. And especially, Lord, that it might be a tremendous blessing to our mothers this morning. Lord, that the mothers would leave encouraged, feeling strengthened, edified, ministered to. And Lord, they can see the blessing of their role as a mother in the home. So thank you, Father. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Yeah, I was just thinking of what to share on Mother's Day. This is the first Mother's Day message I've ever had, I think, in my 10 years of being a pastor here. So, you know, as you know, my wife and I, we don't have children. So in a sense, my wife is not a mother of my children, of our children. But as you know, she is a mother to many. God bless you, Barb. And the Lord just laid some things on my heart here this morning, just kind of a special service. I'd like to turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 31. I'd like to read this portion of Scripture. And then we have a little bit something else on our hearts here. Proverbs chapter 31, and says this is the words of a king, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. And then it goes on down to say, I'll just read this. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. And so we see that, that women have the ability to destroy men. We see that very clearly here. Even kings can be destroyed through the enticement of women. And giving themselves to that kind of vice of lust and so forth. But anyway, then in verse 10, Lemuel brings out what a godly, virtuous woman looks like. So I'll start reading there. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And I just want to say to you sisters this morning, your price is far above rubies. Far above any gem, jewel, treasure that can be dug up from the earth and that has millions of dollars in value. Your price is far above that. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Isn't that a blessing, husbands? We can safely trust in our wives. I mean, it's just such a blessing to me to be able to leave my home. I don't even think about it. And my wife, might not be there for me in the evening, or that she's spending my money foolishly, or that somehow she'll bring harm to my life when I'm gone for the day. I don't even think about those things. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Isn't that a blessing? Every day of our lives, our wives do us good. Our mothers do us good, children. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Times our candle hasn't gone out by night the past few months, few weeks especially since we moved into our home. But anyway, she stretcheth out her hands. Where am I at here? She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hands to the poor. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So that's my heart this morning. I'd just like to say to us, to you children, but all of us, you know, who have, even as married folks, we have mothers. A lot of us have living mothers yet, and we all have a mother, we've all had a mother sometime in our lives. And so I would like to just have a time here of sharing blessing. Look at what it says in verse 28. It says, her children arise up and call her blessed. And I'd like to give the opportunity to all of us, especially to you children, to arise up this morning and call your mother blessed. And it says, her husband also, and he praises her. And us husbands, let's do the same here this morning. Let's bring a blessing upon our wives and our mothers. Let's bring it to bear upon them this morning. That's my heart, as we can have a time of sharing together in this way. You know, we read here in chapter 31 the many blessings that she brings our way as children, as husbands. I mean, I just, you know, sometimes I think, I'll be careful, Barb, I don't speak too much about you. She told me this morning, Barb, now Mel, don't you be talking too much about me, but I can't help boasting a little bit here, so. So, but you know, my wife is very detailed, and I've just, you know, when I often ponder that element. Sometimes I fail in it, and it gets to my heart a little, you know, that she's a little bit too detailed. But when I really ponder it, I just so appreciate her detailed ways. And that, you know, what she brings in order to the home and just the many facets of detail, even in our finances, you know, helping to bring the balance of the statements, the monthly statements. But anyway, it says here, there's a lot of detail that a woman fills. You know, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You know, children, your mothers have sought to clothe you, to be a blessing to you in making sure that your needs are met, and supplying you with, you know, the needed clothes and food. I mean, I know us husbands are involved in that as well, but it says she is like the merchant ship; she bringeth her food from afar, and. You know, I'm reminded of women in Africa. I know we don't see it so much in our culture, but the women in Africa, you know, they a lot of those are up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, they're starting their day, cooking their food, and taking it off to the merchants, the marketplace, or going way down to Tamale with their food items, and so, you know, marketing it there. And you know, women are a wonderful thing in our lives, and just many powerful ways. And, you know, I think of that when we were in Africa, just the power of a woman in her household. I mean, up early in the morning, cooking food for her household. You'd hear, I mean, you'd smell, you know, you'd see the fires in the early morning hours, you know. And they're such a blessing in our lives as wives and mothers. And they have a concern and a desire toward their families. And may we not take it for granted. That's my heart this morning. You know, may we not take for granted these wives and mothers that God has placed into our homes and our very lives. So I don't know if I'll go on further, you know, and elaborating on the chapter here. But I'd like in just a little while for us to rise up and call her blessed, whether it's us as husbands or whether it's us as children. Let's rise up and call her blessed this morning. We'll have an open mic time. But before that, I'd like to get Brother Paul and his family up here to share a few songs. A few song or two. I think they have a poem and about motherhood.
Brother Mel asked us if we'd like to sing a song or two. We were thinking and wondering which one we would like to share with you guys. And we decided to share a couple of poems that we wrote for the mothers of this congregation. And the first one is a song that is inspired by Proverbs 31.
Just woman is a prize, more precious far than rubies fire. Her husband's heart shall trust in her. Her life is laid on God's altar. Her hands embrace the life of toil. She serves her family for her Lord. With all her power she labors on. Her sure reward is Christ, well done. She rises up in dark of night. To little souls she brings love's light. She prays for grace to guide her youth. Their taste and see the Lord is good. While other women seek in vain to find their lives in selfish gain, she loses all for Jesus' sake. Beneath the ground her seed doth break. But from the earth her seed springs forth. Her death brings fruit, the Lord's reward. Her children rise and call her blessed. She fears the Lord, that's true success. And when on earth her work is done, her prayers, her tears will carry on. Their power fell through granted grace, the Father's answer to her faith.
Mom's opportunities. There are voices today calling mothers away from their duty to children and home. They exhort and implore and think it's a chore to be a stay-at-home mom.
Don't waste your talent and beauty and vigor by choosing a life of such unnoticed rigor. You could dazzle the world with your gifts and attractions. At home, they'll be wasted on your little distractions. They'll keep you from reaching your highest potential and prevent your possessing impressive credential.
With your gifts, no position is beyond proposition. You can have it. Doctor, lawyer, CEO. With a title like physician, you'd receive recognition, and surely your happiness would follow. But at home, you'll do laundry, change diapers, wash faces, and all you'd be called is just mom.
Such words as these, many more if you please, come to the woman of our age.
calling them to leave home and please self alone, forsaking the paths of the sage.
But the voice of wisdom calls for a different decision, as different as night is from day.
There are souls to prepare for that land over there. They need a mother to show them the way. With only two destinations for earth's tribes and nations, the wise mother keeps them before her.
One is happy and bright, full of love, joy, and light, whose dwellers have learned how to serve. For those who serve self, there's a place, it's called hell, full of darkness and cursing and shame. And no mother that's real wants her children to feel its unbroken, unceasing pain.
So what could be of more worth than a mom's choice to serve, lived daily before watching eyes, to prepare them to choose their own life to lose, and to gain that bright home in the skies?
So on this day, named for mothers, let's all, sisters and brothers, praise and uphold the Lord's plan. Let's thank God for these who've sought Him to please, and honor them all that we can.
All right. Thank you, Lloyd family. Amen. All right. Let's rise up and call her blessed. I'd like to just get the mic here. You ushers get the mic and just feel free to share, husbands, children, and you mothers, if you want to share about your own mother, that's fine as well. But let's rise up and call her blessed. Like I said, the scripture says here, her children will rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So can we do that this morning? Just have some family time together and bless our mothers. Just bless them for what they bring into our lives and home. Go ahead, Brother John.
I certainly appreciate this privilege to be able to thank the Lord for my wife. She's certainly a blessing to me. She's stands by me so faithfully, even when at times I don't keep the priorities that I should, yet she's willing to overlook my mistakes and my shortcomings and stand right there with me. I certainly felt that yesterday. She was in the office last night at 9, 10 o'clock, whatever it was, helping me find some papers that I had misplaced, and she found them. Looked exactly where I'd look, but somehow I couldn't see them, but she did, and that was a blessing to have her standing right there by my side, and that's just so typical of what she is all the time. I could go on all morning, but I'll give somebody else a chance. But I'd also like to thank the Lord for my mother. She was a short little lady. I don't know if she weighed more than 100 pounds, but she was very caring. She had a servant's heart. And I remember one of the things she did for me before I went into voluntary service, she took the time to put tabs on a number of my books, resource books like Vine's Dictionary and Strong's Concordance and some of those. She went along, put a little piece of tape on there, and then wrote the letters and titles for me. She must have done that for 5 or 10 books, I'm not sure. But she was a real gem, and I just thank God for a loving mother. Mm-hmm.
All right, somebody have a mic over here? Get your hands up so that we can keep moving here. If you have a desire to share, here we have a hand.
I'm thankful for my mother today, also for my mother-in-law. But today I want to bless my wife. And as Irma Bombeck said, on Mother's Day, I can think of one mother who is more deserving, and that's one who's had to give their daughter, their son, up. I want to bless my wife. for being a mother with empty arms for this past year. God bless you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Go ahead, Felicity.
Mom, thank you for all you do. I love you. And like I said this morning, you love me since I was born, but I loved you all my life.
Amen. Children, rise up and call your mother blessed. That's a blessing. Ross.
I want to thank God for my mother. She's been gone about 18 years now. But one of the things that stands out in my mind about mother was that she prayed. And prayer to her was not just something you get done and then you go on with your day. I remember different times growing up when mother's place at the supper table would be empty. And that was unusual because mother was, you know, the center. I mean, dad was the center, but yeah, mother's place was. But sometimes it wouldn't be filled. She'd be gone and I'd ask, where's mother? And she's praying. Mother fasted and prayed for her children. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here today with the temptations I faced as a youth. I thank God. And I also want to thank God for my wife, mother of our 9 children. Even being a missionary in Africa, my wife did not see other ministry as her first calling, but rather being a wife and being a mother as her first calling. And I just want to lift that up and bless my wife for that. Really appreciated the poem that the Lloyds shared, because this world presses in on us. And being a wife and a mom to them is second rate. But to God, it's not second rate. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And you sisters have a very high calling. God bless you. God bless my dear wife.
Wes. Go ahead.
I have so many great memories of Mother's Day growing up. My dad always made Mother's Day such a fun thing in our house, and now I'm loving making it fun for the mother of my children. So I want to bless two moms. First, my wife for mothering in a very tough place. My wife became a mother in a mud house with no electricity in the West African desert. And I think 5 times this past year I've gone back there by myself. You know, now my family's over here to minister. And I go and sit in that house, and I look around and think, did she really mother here? This is crazy. So thank you, darling, for mothering in a tough place with snakes. One time coming in from the other room, and there was a sand viper in the toy basket with baby Hudson, and she had to get rid of that and stuff like that. So thank you. And then I also want to give a blessing to my mom. She's not here, but a lot of you all know her. And I want to bless my mom for giving me a sense of adventure growing up. You know, she was the one who would push me to swim across that lake or to go meet that person just in the store. Do you see that man? I think he's from India. Go up and talk to him. No thanks, Mom. Yes, sir. Invite him over. You know, she was always pushing me. Why don't you learn Vietnamese? No thanks. Yep, we're going to go down to the Vietnamese community in town. You're going to learn Vietnamese. She just pushed me for adventure, and I really love her for that. That's great. Thank God for my wife and my mom.
I remember some of the stories you and Tanner shared in Africa there, Wes. That's good. Okay, we have a hand here, and then, okay, one over here, I'm sorry, to the left. Where are we at? Whoever got the mic, get up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for your love and care for me. I really appreciate it.
Praise God.
I want to thank God for the wife He has given me, and she has been a real blessing to me. Thank you, Margaret.
I want to thank my mom today for the wonderful gift she's given me of giving me back to God. You know, none of us know where I'm going to end up in my life, where I'll go, where God will call me to, but I know that she'll always be there supporting me and praying for me.
Back here in the front here, Andrew, also. Go ahead, Justin.
Yes, I want to bless my wife. Being in the mission office and going through periods of very busy times, She has stood with me, helped me, and also been a good mother to my little boy. And just want to bless her for that. I know my mother isn't here. She's in Tennessee serving the Lord there. And she has taught me a lot of things. And for you younger children, please listen to your mother. She is trying to teach you a lot of things. And things that you will value later on in life. And that's where I'm at now. I value the things that my mother has taught me. And it's been a strength to me. And I love to see that happening to my little son as my wife teaches him. I just want to bless you, sweetheart.
Somebody up here, Arlen.
Yes. I want to thank my mom for everything you do for us and praying for us. And that's one thing that really sticks out in my mind is she prayed for us a lot. And thank you, Mama.
Something I really appreciate about my mom is how she is excited for her children when they get to do things like, when God calls us to, go to another country or do things that she never had the opportunity to do and tells us that, she's so happy that we have some of these opportunities that she didn't even have when she was young. And it's just great to know, when you're stepping out into doing something that, is God's will for you, but it's a little bit scary. It's wonderful to know that your parents are your greatest supporters and, are behind you and excited for you. So I want to thank my mom for being that kind of a mom.
Amen. Somebody over here?
I want to thank my mom for everything she's done for me and our whole family.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ivan?
I have the privilege to share that, leave the service here. We're going to see my mother with the rest of my family, some of my family. So what happened this year is her 92nd birthday. So this will be a wonderful time to celebrate her birthday at that age. Although her presence of mind isn't all there, but sometimes she quotes that her wish and desire is that all her family would be together as an unbroken circle in heaven. And so also praise God for a wonderful wife to my children.
I think we had a mic over here, Reuben.
I want to thank the Lord for my wife. The last couple of days, I've been afflicted with allergies and asthma, and I felt like I complained a lot and laid around and just didn't get much done. But my wife, even in spite of her physical limitations and pain and things that she faces, she just keeps right on going. And I just thank the Lord for her and for all the her influence in our home and her blessing. I thank God for her.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Influence in our home. I like that, Reuben. Praise God. Don't they have a tremendous influence in our homes? Okay, over here, we have someone. Go ahead, whoever you are. I don't see you.
I love my mom because without her, I would not be here.
Praise God. John?
Of the many memories I come away with from home, one that stands out is Mom's birthday would roll around, and I'm sure this didn't happen every year, but it, how those memories work. It seems like, oh man, this happened all the time. Her birthday would roll around, and we'd ask, Mom, what do you want for your birthday? Invariably, you could probably guess, I asked that I would have obedient children. So, I don't know how well we adhered to that wish, but one thing that I would like to bless you for, Mom, is your impartial love to all of us. We had varying degrees of naughtiness from child to child, But that didn't affect how she treated us. It wasn't like she railed on one and petted the other. And she continues to show that impartial love and acceptance across the board. And I want to thank you for that, Mom. Also want to thank the Lord for my wife, and how that she has taken up the challenge of being a mother, moving here, and accepted that wholeheartedly and is translating the desires of a godly family into action. And I see it day in and day out, her prayers for our children. And the way she is looking into the future, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years down the road, and beginning now to take action on those visions. And it's coming out in how our children are being trained, and I'm very thankful for that.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Who has a mic? Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to bless my mom for all that she's done, all the dying she's had to do in raising children.
Hold your mic a little closer, Rhoda.
Yeah. I guess just this past week, I've been taking care of three little children. And, yeah, I just found out. I mean, I knew this before, but I found out in a fresh, real way that you just die a lot. And, yeah, thanks for dying for us and serving us.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody have a mic? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to bless my mom for always being there for us children and giving up her time and her energy for us. It's priceless, and I just want to bless you and thank you, Mom.
Amen. Okay, Stander, does somebody have a mic over here? Go ahead back. Whoever has a mic in the back there.
Yeah, I want to thank my mom. She's, 500 miles away. she had 14 children in 18 years, and I really appreciated her growing up and watching her mother and joyfully mothering with, you know, sleep apnea, whatever that's called, and asthma, and making a lot stretch on low income, and I didn't realize how much I appreciated her until I had children and realizing all she really went through, and also losing a daughter at birth. And I'm just utterly amazed and in awe of what she was able to do. But it was only because of God's grace. And I think that's how she was able to smile and laugh so much. It's because she... Yeah, it just beams right out of her, and I really miss her.
Amen. Try to hold your mics pretty close so that we can all hear, if you can.
I thank the Lord for my mother. Mother, I'm thankful for everything you've done for us. I'm thankful for how, even through these hard circumstances, that you've helped us, that you've always been there for us, and... one thing I really appreciate down through the years is how my mother, she stressed the importance of memorizing and meditating on the Word of God, and how that we should have a love for God's Word and hide it in our hearts, and that really helped shape me into what I am today. I want to thank you, Mother.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, in the back.
My mom's the best.
Your mom's the best. Uh-oh, no, what's Hudson going to say here? Go ahead, Hudson.
Thanks for being my mom, Mom.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, we have a mic here. Dwight?
Well, the mother of my children is not one to have the laundry, fresh laundry on the line at 6:30 in the morning. She's not an early riser. She doesn't have that strength.
Amen, Dwight.
She hasn't over the years. But she may be laboring at 3 o'clock in the morning in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, praying before going to bed, I got the picture of a dark garbage pit illuminated with glowing gems. I told my wife, you're one of those gems. And one of my favorite endearments for her is precious or treasure. She's a treasure. She's perfect for me. Talked to my mother yesterday. She told me how she's 93. She likes to sit out by the flower beds and take out the little weeds. But she does more than that. Oh, and I love feeling the sun in my back, she said. She has a burden for the church, for the local church, for the spirituality of the church, and prays. She prays for missionaries. She and I have had a relationship of helping each other, even in adult years. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, I had the privilege of helping her open her heart and overcome some of the doubts in her heart about the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that was a scary venture for me, but it was a great relief for her. And she's a perfect mom too.
Mm-hmm. I would like to just spend a little bit of time in prayer for Susie. Can we do that, Dwight? She's been sick for the last 2 months or so. Is that correct?
4.5 months.
4.5 months. I understand. Yes, she's a mother and a wife, and Yeah, let's stand. I don't know how many of you know. I won't elaborate unless you want to, Dwight, on her sickness. But let's just pray for her. And a few of you lead out in prayer. Put up your hand and a mic will be gotten to you. And lead out in prayer. Let's pray for Susie that God will minister tremendously to her body and to her spirit. And just minister encouragement this morning on this Mother's Day. A few of you lead out. Can you do that? And then I'll close. Sisters or brothers.
You, Father, I pray that you would minister to her in a special way. Mm. Father, you know that she has spent months on the bed of suffering, and Father, I pray that you would minister, Father, to her physically and spiritually and emotionally. Lord, I pray that she would look to you during these times, and Lord, that she wouldn't lose hope. Lord, I know that suffering is never fun. It's not an enjoyable experience, but Lord, you bring things into our life for a purpose and a reason. And Father, through faith, we count this as good, and that it will be used in her life and in the life of her family is good. Father, we don't understand your ways, and we don't know why you bring suffering into the life of someone who has been a prayer warrior and has been an encouragement and a pillar in many ways. Father, I pray that your healing hand and the balm of Gilead could be poured out upon her. Lord, we trust her into your hands.
Yes, Lord, we want to pray for our sister Susie. She's been such a blessing to so many of us, Lord, with her cheerful disposition and her words of insight. And we appreciate her, Lord, and we commit her into your hands, Father. It hurts us to see her suffering and her family suffering as she's sick. And we just ask you to shower your grace upon her, Lord, and be very close to her right now. She's maybe home alone, Lord, and we just pray that you'd surround her with the joy of your Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And that you'd lift her up, Lord.
Amen.
Strengthen the hands that hang down and the feeble knees, Lord. Father, we realize that's a spiritual truth, but may it also be physical in her life, Lord, that she would receive renewed strength in her body and in her spirit, Lord. Be very close to her and raise her up, please. In Jesus'
Amen,
name.
Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, you know she's a wife and a mother. I'm sure Dwight misses her, and like you said, in many ways. And just, you know, her not being able to join him in the Sunday morning services here. And And Lord, so we pray for her, Father, this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would minister deeply to her spirit, soul, and body. Father, we lift her before your throne, God, your throne of grace, and let your grace and peace be multiplied upon her. We pray that, Father. We ask you that your grace and peace be multiplied. And Lord, we ask you also to minister to Dwight today, and Conrad, and Clark, Lord. And we pray, Father, that you would minister to the entire family, Lord. Especially to Susie, Lord, we pray that you would give her a special Mother's Day in the presence of the Lord. Let her feel and sense your deep care and love for her. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you can be seated. All right, we'll keep right on going. Is there others that would want to, desire to share? Okay, does somebody have a mic in the back? Go ahead.
I love you, Bob, so much. I love you so much as all the stars.
Who else has a mic? Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, I want to bless my wife for her faithfulness and her love and care for our family through the last 2.5 years as I completed my school. She's been an encourager and a proofreader and has held up my hands when they've hung down. And she's... yeah, the heart of the home. The woman you know in church is the woman she is in our home, and she's, yeah, amazing. So I want to bless her. I also want to bless my own mom. She's not here today, but, yeah, I appreciate and understand more the sacrifices that she made for me. So I love her as well.
Somebody have a mic over here? Anna?
I want to bless my mom for being my friend and for being a supporter, always in my life when I was adventuring out, going out of my comfort zone or in ministry. She's always behind me, and I really, really, really value that, knowing that she's behind me and my husband. And I also just want to say thank you for all that you've done for me and my siblings. I remember trying to take your place sometimes when you would be gone. And after a couple of days, I was like, Mom, come back. So happy to hand everything back over to you. And then I'd just be like, my, she does this all the time. She can't just hand it over to somebody and say, your turn. So I want to thank you for that. I love you.
Amen. Somebody else have a mic over here? Go ahead.
I'm thankful for my mom and how she encourages me.
Amen. Praise God. She's an encouragement to you. That's good. Okay, Dawn?
I don't know how many of you know my mom, but she is an amazing mom. Growing up, she was my best friend. Aside from Rodney, she still is. And, my memories of Mom is that we always had fun together. She spent hours playing games with us and we could always tell her everything. And, was one of those people that, I never felt afraid to even tell her maybe some of the hard things that I knew she wouldn't really like about what I was doing or feeling, but I always knew I could go tell my mom. So she's amazing. Now that I'm a mom, I realize how much work it was. And she didn't ever really make it seem like it was that hard. So.
Here we have a mic. Does somebody have Andrew? Go ahead.
I want to thank my mom for being such a good example of how to have a relationship with God and walk with Him every day. And, yeah.
An example. That's good, Andrew.
And spending time with each of His children.
Somebody had a mic over here, didn't I? Go ahead, Laura.
I want to thank my mom for her example to me, and whenever I would think of who's most influential in my life and a hero in my life, I would say my mother. She had me 11 years after the rest of her children, and so I grew up with her as my best friend. And her continued example of praying and listening to many people who call her on the phone for advice and comfort and encouragement, and her example of walking with the Lord and having Jesus as the first in her life is, and a close friend, has always been something that made me want to walk with Jesus. And I highly value my mom and want to take this time to bless her. Thank you.
Somebody else have a mic? Eric?
Yes, I'm happy to rise up and call my wife blessed also. I want to bless her for putting one foot in front of another and continuing on day after day, even though the baby was probably up 6 or 8 times last night, but there's still homeschooling to be done, children to love, and many other things to do in the house. Thank you so much, honey, for pouring yourself out, for dying so much more than I have, and for loving all of us the way you do. Thank you.
Amen. Over here.
I love my mom to the moon and back.
What was that? Say that again. I didn't hear that.
I love my mom to the moon and back.
She's made an impact. Is that right? I'm sorry. Oh, to the moon and back. Okay. That's good. Okay. Aaron?
I thank the Lord for my treasure, my wife. She's my best friend, and I'm very blessed that God has given me a godly wife. And also thankful for my mother. She's gone to be with the Lord going on 23 years now, and she was a tremendous impact in my life, tremendous influence. I also thought of this today, of the verse that's up there on the board. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love.
Amen, sisters.
And I say that to all of you sisters.
Right.
Your workload and your labor of love at times is very taxing and demanding. And I just want to encourage us as husbands to do what we can to share that load and to help lift that load. I would challenge any of us to walk in their shoes for even just one 24-hour period and see what your wife does. So, amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you godly mothers and sisters here in the congregation. It's a real blessing to me as a pastor to see your love for God and your family. Anyone who knows my wife knows that she is adorned with graciousness and meekness. It's a wonderful jewel. Thank you, Janice. I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Timothy?
I want to thank God for my mother and for my wife. I want to particularly pay attention to something that has been mentioned before, and that is praying. I know that it's one of those things that I treasure the most from both my mother and my wife. And I think of it this way. So being a mother involves a lot of hard work, and a lot of things that can, in some ways, feel mundane. But when you pray, it changes everything as to the impact you will have on your children. And thank you for all of you mothers that do pray. I know that that is a very important part of your work, and I really appreciate that for my mother and my wife. It will have eternal impact on the children. Thank you.
Go ahead, Ira. I would like to thank the mother of my children. Thank you for the example you are. Thank you for always being there for me. I never have to wonder, are you going to support me? You always do. Thank you for that.
Amen. Okay, is there anyone else yet? Okay, in the back there, Michael.
I feel very blessed here today to be sitting between my wife on one side and my mother on the other. The two most amazing women, ladies I know. And I'm very blessed, very blessed. There's many things that I would love to bless my wife here for today, but one thing in particular that stands out to me is, especially in the line of mothering, is that she has the gift of administration, and she's a wonderful governess in our home, and I want to thank you for that, Naomi. I'm not a very good multitasker. If I have two projects running concurrent, that can be overload for me. And I'm just amazed how my wife can be juggling a dozen things at one time and doing a good job at all of them. And I don't understand it. It's a gift. It's a blessing, a huge blessing in my life and in our family's life. And I thank you for that, sweetheart. And with the many demands that a mother has that I see in my wife's life and also in my mother's life, especially when all nine of us children were at home and living in an African village, and just all of those demands of mothering and family life. One thing I want to bless you both with is that sometimes as you're stretched and you find that you fail, you make a mistake. I just want to encourage you with the fact that when the devil tries to condemn you for that mistake and push you under, to remind you, and this is from my heart, that there are 1,000 things that you've done right. So don't go down under the one thing. Don't let the devil push you down under that one. You've done 100 things, 1,000 things right for every one of those mistakes. So God bless you very much.
Okay, do we have
some? I love you, Mommy.
I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Elisha.
I want to thank you this morning, Mother, for your willing, joyful submission to God. And Daddy, it has brought stability to our home, and I love you for that. Thank you so much.
Brother Jeff?
Yeah, it's a little hard to... We kind of show our affections in different ways, and not so much verbally as in actions. So, but I do want to be a blessing. I do want to bless my feisty Italian mom who got born again later in life, and she is such an evangelist. Every time I go up there, and I just say the name Jesus, and her eyes are very dim from, she's practically blind, and yet they light up, and it's such a joy, and I am so blessed to have my mom in joining us in the kingdom. All her children got saved before she did, but she heard the gospel and embraced it. And I also want to bless my wife, and I thought, how do you put 36 years of love and marriage and children in a few words, and I can't do it. It's too much. So I love you so much, sweetheart, and I'll just leave it at that.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, maybe we'll take two or three more yet, and I'll kind of wrap things up here. Go ahead, Sarah. And anyone else yet?
Well, I wanted to thank my mom for taking time for each one of us individually, even though there's a lot of us, and for letting me share my heart secrets with you, and Thanks for being my best friend.
I wanted to thank my mom for, I really appreciate her enthusiasm for God and life, and how she's willing and ready and happy to try anything new, and I really appreciate her example.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else yet? A blessing. We can't hardly conclude here. Go ahead, Matthew, and then Lester.
I want to bless my wife. She hasn't gotten the opportunity to be a physical mother yet, but she is a mother in spirit to a lot of children in Lancaster and to many other friends that she has. And I just really appreciate that about her. You know, sometimes life is not what you expect it to be when you start out. And I know that my mother has experienced things like that too that she would have never expected. And I bless you too, Mom, for plugging away, being faithful, in spite of disappointments, in spite of hard times. And I want to encourage all you other mothers and sisters. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes you lose a child. Sometimes your husband's too busy and doesn't give you the time that you need. But God is faithful. Keep pressing forward.
Okay, we have Lester here.
As I was thinking of the role of a mother and how God looked at man here in the beginning, in Genesis it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone." So He made somebody that is fitting for the man.
Amen.
To live
Amen.
With and raise a family with each other. And I guess I just want to bless my wife for the many challenges she faced in life and the many joys we had together as we had these 12 children, and there were sleepless nights that she was up with little children and for the hard work that she put in to our family. Mm-hmm. There's no creature on earth quite like a mother. Mm-hmm. God specially made it, said it. And after, I guess, the thing that I have brought out to somebody, if somebody was feeling kind of worthless, oh, my role is not very much, I said, God didn't call it very good until He had made the woman. Then is when He said it very good. So she was the crown of the creation.
Crowning point. Amen. You know, that word help meet is powerful, sisters and wives. And I looked it up once in the dictionary, Strong's Concordance. It says to surround, to aid, to basically the meaning of protect, to comfort. All of those words are in that word, you know, that you have been given as an help meet for your husband. Okay, somebody have a mic here? Go ahead.
I love my mommy.
Praise God. Natalie, God bless you.
I would like to just also bless my mom and raising us over in the mission field, homeschooling, and just all the responsibilities and training, and four boys and one girl who's youngest, my sister. And they're over there again in Mozambique for the last couple of years, and they're still continuing to serve the Lord there by themselves. And we're over here, but we still miss them and don't see them as much. But I just want to bless my mom and also my wife. She's not able to be here this morning because she has a sick with a cold. And we've had our trials with different things in our lives, but God is faithful. And I want to thank my wife for just hanging in there and learning what God is wanting to teach her and us and all these things. And I'm just thankful for all that she does do. I love you, honey.
Okay. Amen. You know, I thought about my mother this morning. I thought of just reflecting yesterday and today, my dear mother. You know, I grew up in an Amish home, and I have a lot of appreciation for both my parents, but especially my mother is the one that taught, that brought the gospel to bear upon us children at an early age. You know, I was born again, I think, at the age of 14. And wouldn't have been for my mother, just, you know, she took us Sundays, and you know how it is among the Amish. You have church one Sunday, and they're, you know, they either stay at home or visit friends and relatives on the other Sunday, or maybe visit a neighboring church. But on the Sundays that we would spend at home, she would usually go through a Sunday school lesson with us, and she taught me the gospel through that. She taught me the gospel at an early age, and by age 14, I knew what it meant to receive Christ into my life and experience forgiveness of sins. And then also I think of how, you know, later on in life I did, you know, even though I received salvation, I struggled with a lot of doubt in my life and went through a depression because of it. And I still remember my mom just constantly being there with words of hope and encouragement. I don't know where I'd be if it wouldn't have been for those words coming my way, you know, in my hopelessness and my despair at times. She was there just giving me a word to my heart and spirit that kept me going, you know, somehow kept me pressing in. And I thank my mom for that today. I really do. I just wrote her a Mother's Day card along those lines this morning, just thanking her for all that she means to me when I think of who I am today because of her. Is there anyone else yet? Ira?
I love my mom. She is so good.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, what a joy. Go ahead, Randy.
I also thought we should just remember the Coffins and the loss of their child. I'm not sure if it was mentioned already, but that God would just bless them and be with them during this time, and just wish them God's grace and strength as they go through this trial.
I know not many of you were here yesterday for Chris and Emma's for the funeral and burial for their little son Nathan Lee. It was just a blessing. It was many of their relatives, their Amish relatives and friends, their relatives especially, grandparents were here, and just a blessing to see the support that was that came their way. Mike?
I really appreciate the way my wife keeps our focus on the Lord and, you know, takes the children with her in worshiping God and His purposes and His work and His desires. I appreciate that in her towards, you know, encouraging me and also the children. Thank you.
I just want to bless all of you moms. Working at LCM, I see a lot of families where the mom is the main person in the children's lives. Half of them either don't know their dad or don't see him much. Some of them have their dad, and those children, you can definitely tell the difference. But even the ones that don't have their dad, I mean, the amount of impact that their mom has on those children's lives, it's just incredible. And we talk about it as staff that, you know, the parents have such a tremendous impact, and the ones that pour their lives into their children, mm-hmm. you can tell when a child's stable and when they're not. And it's just, you have a tremendous impact.
Thanks for sharing that, Arlen. You know, that's, isn't it amazing? The inbuilt, God-given spirit and heart that God has given mothers, even those who are out in the world, you know, who might not even know the Lord, and broken home situations, there's still an inbuilt thing there that a mother tends to cherish her children. I just want to bless you and that, sisters, for the cherishing way that you show love to your children and to your family and home. And I just want to take time to thank my wife, you know, and the way that you nourish our home, those in our home, and you know, I think the, you know, we as sisters, you as sisters, you can just recognize the, I think it was brought up a few times here, you know, the power of your word. I mean, you know, God has used my wife in powerful ways just to be a counselor. I look at her as a mighty counselor, and thank you, Barb, for giving yourself to those in need. You know, there's one thing that really touches my heart usually with my wife. It says here, Proverbs 30:31 says, she stretches out her hands to the poor. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. And, you know, one of the things about my wife that I always cherish is her heart goes out to broken people, but even further than that, broken animals. You know, if an animal has a lame foot or, you know, has a, you know, let's say a foot that's been, like dogs sometimes get their foot cut off with mowers and things, you know, her heart goes out to that handicap. And I've appreciated that, Barb. I really have. Your ways of caring for people in need, you know, handicaps in their lives, and thank you for that. That's just been a tremendous blessing and that mercy that you show in those ways. And I just want to say this, you know, yet it's another thing that I appreciate about my wife is, you know, some of us have older, aged parents, others don't perhaps, but I'm just share with you children and young people, you know, as your parents get older, care for them. Love them. You know, I often think of this with my aged wife's parents. I don't know if they'd be here anymore if it wouldn't be for the love and care that my wife has given to them. You know, there's a scripture in the Word of God that brings out, you know, we can sacrifice, give our lives and sacrifice for many things, but if we dishonor our parents and neglect them and don't care, you know, Scripture brings out very clearly that it's better to leave all those other sacrifices behind and give love and care and honor where it is due to our parents. And my wife's parents are very aged, and, you know, she's just such an example of honor to her parents in their old age. And I know we don't have children, and there's some of us are not able to do those kind of things as freely. And that's fine. I'm not putting a guilt trip or anything. You know, she's over there daily. And so, and I know that's not possible for everyone. But I do really am blessed with just the spirit of honor that comes forth from your heart. Okay, is there anyone else yet cares to share? And then we'll close here. Well, I just want to thank you, sisters. Thank you, mothers, for being such an example of godliness in a world, you know, where women seek after careers, women seek after wanting all kinds of things, women seek after filling their lives with others and their own husbands and children. I want to thank you. You know, as I look at over this church, I know that, you know, your state. For the most part, you're stay-at-home moms, and I want to bless you for being keepers at home. An example of godliness. Teaching the younger generation what it means to be a keeper at home and raise godly children and be chaste and obedient to your husbands and loving your husbands, being discreet and all of that. I just so appreciate that about you. And I just want to bless you in that. I know that sometimes the homeschooling, all the labor that, you know, the mundane activity of another day of, you know, teaching your children home in homeschooling, or whether it's other household duties, you know, it might feel mundane. It might feel kind of just like, hey, I'm just a common everyday thing, and if only I could be, you know, out on the mission field or somewhere else, or, you know, but I just want to bless you as you sharpen those arrows for God's kingdom and glory. What's worth more than the souls of your children? And I want to bless you for being keepers at home and loving your children, loving your husbands, and showing forth a godly example to your own families and to those coming on, the younger generation. God bless you, mothers, this morning. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. I pray God's fullness of blessing upon you, dear sisters. God bless.
Amen, that was refreshing, wasn't it, to hear all those blessings? Makes us realize how rich we are. I drove past a sign yesterday that said, "Every mother is a working mother." Anybody see that sign? It said, "Every mother is a working mom. Every mom is a working mom." I like that. Sometimes the world makes you feel bad. You know, are you just a housewife? Or are you a working mom? So thank you for all your work. I'm especially blessed because I have two mothers in my home. I have my wife, who's the mother of my children, who's I'm so blessed with, and I also have her mother, my mother-in-law. And I just wanted to thank you both. Thank you, Laura, for your emphasis on relationships with our children, making that a priority. And Mom, thank you for raising such a godly woman. And I just want you to know, Mom, that I really appreciate your influence in our home, and just feel so rich to have you with us. And you're not a burden. You're a blessing. And appreciate how you don't meddle, but you every now and then you have a little word that's at the for us. That's good. So yeah, I'm very blessed that way. One thing I just wanted to say. No woman can do everything. Sometimes we read Proverbs 31 and, you know, it can almost be depressing if we look at it from the wrong viewpoint. Like, this is the standard. I have to do real estate deals. You know, I have to have a manufacturing business. I have to be, you know, I have to be an elder's wife, or I have to, on and on. I don't believe the way we're supposed to look at that. I think we do this in the Christian life. We read biographies, right, of this man who led one soul to Christ every day of his life. And this other guy, he memorized half the Bible. And then there's this other brother who prayed for 4 hours a day. And if we look at it from a wrong view, we start to think, oh, if I'm going to be a good Christian, I have to do all that. You know, I've got to pray for 4 hours a day. I've got to lead a soul to the Lord every day. I've got to memorize half the Bible. And we forget that, you know, those people had lots of flat spots in their life. And, you know, maybe they did do this one great thing. And I just want to encourage you sisters, you know, you can't do it all and you don't need to do it all. And God's not expecting you to be superwoman, you know. But the most important thing there in Proverbs is she fears the Lord. It's favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And everybody can do that. And that's the number one thing. Fear God and then do whatever He gives you to do. And the best you can and with His grace. So I just wanted to share that because I know, like, I tend to think that way. I need to do all these things to measure up.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.